it's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it, it's calling our names. We put off leaving too long. It's a good day to get
7 minutes gone. After the hour, time for us to spend time as we do each week, reviewing some of the important things going on in the world of conversation radio. Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine, which is part of Talkers.com, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. Lots of great talk, lots of great information there for those of you who love the formatical scheme of the talk rather than music on the radio. Michael has become the recognized expert in the field of talk radio. Whenever there's an interview done, radio, television, about what's going on, the controversies surrounding some of the hosts and the topics, Michael's always the first person that they always call. How do you like getting a call at 4 o'clock in the morning? Hey, Michael, did you hear what George Norrie just said? What do you have to say about that?
It's not quite that detailed, but certainly I'm kind of like Batman, you know. They do call me up at all different times.
Batman and that Bat Kid. Isn't it interesting, by the way, as an aside, how stories like that get into the mainstream? Wonderful human interest story. I bring it to your attention because I want your comments on why those stories make it and why maybe there isn't more of it. We all hear people complaining that it's the same old stuff on a lot of talk radio programs. Why don't you tell us good stories about good things? And that thing sort of stands out this week as one of those good stories, doesn't it?
I missed what story you're referring to. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. It is this youngster who was the Bat Kid. I think it was San Francisco, wasn't it, Michael? I think he was in San Francisco, and they wanted to bring him to the Oscars. And for some reason or other, his family and he showed up at the Oscars and they didn't put him on. So it became sort of a big sideshow. Why didn't they put him on? Yada, yada, yada. And then you go back to the story about what he did. It was just kind of nice, warm. It was a warm and fuzzy. And maybe in general, I would ask you about warm and fuzzy being the focus of conversation rather than politics and anger and, you know, the things that people say they don't want to listen to. But yet that's what people keep doing. I'm sorry, go ahead, what'd you say?
If it was all warm and fuzzy, it would be without teeth. It wouldn't have any controversy. It wouldn't be, you know, pushing the envelope in an exercise in free speech. It wouldn't have any influence over public policy, over politicians, over the social issues. So I don't agree that talk radio would be better if it was all warm and fuzzy. I think there's a place for sharp and hard and controversial and bold talk as well. But I think that in terms of as a genre of radio, there's room for the entire spectrum of human emotion, feelings, and activities through the spoken word. And some people get into a narrow rut because they only do what they do, and that's all they do. Sometimes that's all they're capable of doing. But no, I think that there's a need for tough stuff as well as soft and warm and fuzzy. Otherwise, you know, what's the point?
Well, what is the point? Why is it that stuff works, the bleed it leads mentality that a lot of news radio stations have with their news department? And that's basically when you get down to the things like TMZ and what they're all about, the focus on stars who founder. That it's just so negative. I guess it would be we'd have to delve into the understanding of the human condition in order. And I'm not looking for a deep psychology lesson here, but you do hear oftentimes people complaining that there's too much bad news being talked about, too many wise guys on the radio, that sort of thing.
Well, it's an interesting thing you bring up, because in countries where they have totalitarian dictatorships, historically, they usually have very good news. So, unfortunately...
That's interesting. I didn't know that.
If you study journalism, study of journalism indicates, and of course nothing is totally, you know, 100%,
right.
But for the most part, if you don't allow for and encourage the broadcasting or the publishing of bad news, you don't have a free press.
Mm-hmm.
Because, as I said, you know, in like the old Soviet Union, Pravda was known for very good news. Everything was wonderful. The programs were working and things are going to get better. And they avoid negative news and statistics about crime and corruption and the economy not working properly, dissent, argument, controversy. These are things that are usually squeezed out of the news in countries where the government represses the news. So the bad news is that bad news is good news. I hate to say it, but I wouldn't want to be the guy that says, nah, let's just do good news. Because it might make people feel good, but it wouldn't be reality.
Well, you know, there have been a lot of people who have tried to do that, and if it was the exclusive diet, it didn't work. It's good to have it. I do a lot of it on my Monday through Friday program, but there still is a reason to get people, whether it's the in-your-face stuff, or, you know, people love the whole idea of that IRS hearing, for example, this week, and what happened between Mr. Issa and his Democratic colleague, Mr. Cummings. It just sort of set everyone, okay, you hear that? Do you hear those two guys going at it? Let's hear it. Yeah, you know, that kind of stuff. People really, it was all over social media.
Yeah, well, I mean, the human being, the human species is a complicated animal.
Mm-hmm.
And we are capable of love, and we're capable of hate, we're capable of kindness, we're capable of terrible, terrible atrocities. It really is amazing when you study human nature, the capacity that our species has for good and for evil,
yeah.
For helping and for harming,
mm-hmm.
For being friendly and nice and loving and kind, for being evil, for being, you know, unhuman. It doesn't end. And I certainly don't want to take it on myself to have the recipe for the proper way for us to communicate. But I do believe that talk radio in America at this particular time is a great channel for free speech. It's a great place for people to vent, to air grievances, to criticize the powerful, and to hear what their neighbors are saying. And in some cases, their neighbors are the talk show hosts themselves. So no, I think that this is about as good as it can get. We should not try to be what we're not, and we should definitely keep the First Amendment and free speech in mind at all times.
Speaking of that,
ultimately, what it's about.
Right. Speaking of that, that study the FCC was going to do about what's going on in newsrooms apparently is officially dead. I think that may have been misconstrued to a point, but it's still a bad idea.
Well, it was misconstrued, perhaps, but maybe not. The government, whether it's the FCC or Congress or the president, politicians love to have control over the media.
Yeah.
I mean, the first thing they blame when things don't go well in their campaigns or things don't go well in their administrations is the media is not being fair. There is a knee-jerk reaction on the part of those in power to shut down those who might be critical. So, no, I don't think it's a good idea for the government to be doing a study of how newsrooms go about selecting their stories for the sake of understanding the field that they regulate. It's crazy stuff. You want me to do the big stories of the week?
We'll pause for a moment, then we'll have you do these big stories. Michael Harrison here from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com.
Your Buick Certified Service Technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, or brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts of Buick Maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick Certified Service Experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now's the perfect time to experience it for yourself. Get AC Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle every day. Includes rotor inspection, retail customers only, turning or replacing rotors, all other services and tax extra. Excludes select vehicles. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
Question for ladies and gentlemen, are you still losing your hair in the brush? You watch it go down the drain when you take a shower? Provia is an all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with that problem and many more problems that have to do with your hair. If you've been using Provia, you've seen your hair grow back. It becomes thicker every day. It is absolutely wonderful, and that's why I want you to call 800-525-8319 to experience Provia. It works for both men and women. It's safe for colored hair, safe for treated hair, safe, and results that you will believe after you see for yourself what's going on with your scalp and your hair. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today. Mention Doug Steffen. You'll get the brand new Super Concentrate Provia. It makes the product work even faster. Your hair will come in more quickly. Provia, 800-525-8319. Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Harrison from Talkers Magazine is here at Talkers.com. We'll go through now the top topics, the big stories of the week from number 10 to number 1, Michael.
Yeah, here they are. At number 10, we have Major League Baseball exhibition season, NBA, NHL action, lots of sports. At number 9, U.S. marijuana policy. At number 8, people are talking about the Oscars and changes at MSNBC, programming changes. It's tied at number 8. The Texas primaries are number 7. Number 6 is a discussion about Obama's approval ratings dropping. At number 5, the IRS scandal. At number 4, the 2016 presidential race. At number 3 is Israel-Palestinian talks. At number 2, criticism of Obamacare. And number 1, Obama versus Putin, tied with the Ukraine-Crimea unrest. That's the big story in the world today. And on the people survey, we have Ronan Farrow at number 10, number 9, Harry Reid and John Boehner, Matthew McConaughey and Ellen DeGeneres from the Oscars being talked about at number 8, number 7, John Cornyn and David Dewhurst, Lois Lerner and Daryl Issa at 6. At number 5, we have the crowd that are being talked about at the CPAC conference in Washington, Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, and Jeb Bush. Hillary Clinton is number 4. Benjamin Netanyahu is number 3. Vladimir Putin is number 2. And number 1 is Barack Obama. Lots of international stuff this week.
All right. MSNBC announced a broad shakeup of its daytime schedule. Joy Reid is given a permanent show of her own. Who the heck is she? I'm looking at some of these names here. These would be people that I would think would be known on talk radio. I don't know who this person is. Do you?
No, I'm not that familiar with her, but we certainly will be soon enough.
Yeah.
The MSNBC and Fox are involved in a big ratings battle and an ideological one, and I think MSNBC is trying to find their way. The cable news talk network channels live in a very, very competitive, high-pressure, stressful world, and they haven't found their way yet. CNN is the one that's having the biggest problems. Fox found its niche.
Yeah.
Seems to cruise along quite well.
Yeah, I'm just looking at some of these. Andrea Mitchell is gone. She doesn't, I mean, when you're thinking about who is there, mostly young people, younger people are on MSNBC. Andrea Mitchell doesn't kind of fit because of her age, I guess. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine here.
travel so much and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
For good day, or whatever, however you want to extrapolate what it is, whatever radio program I'm doing now, we have time for some extra input from some of our favorite hosts. Don't do a lot of conversation about sports here, but because of all the attention that's been given to the football concussion, something that's been a pet peeve of mine, I've been on it for about 3 years, urging people, parents especially, who have boys that may be interested in football to steer them away from it because of all the danger involved. And here's more proof of that. An excerpt from a radio program hosted by Kevin Meeks and Karen Henderson, who are talking to the athletic trainer at LSU, a lady named Melissa Sorrells. She says the new helmets are not enough, which is what I've been saying for a year, are not enough to deal with the problems that young men will have playing football with concussions.
Mike Anderson of Mike Anderson Seafood used to play ball at LSU back in the late 60s, and he's now filed a lawsuit against the NCAA and the maker of the helmet over the headaches and things that he's gotten now because of all the batterings. And Melissa, we certainly didn't know back then what we know now about these head injuries, right?
Right.
So but still in a contact sport like football, you can wear any kind of helmet you want and you're going to have concussions and head injuries, aren't you? I mean, you're just going to have.
You are. That is completely true. Helmets have actually gotten a lot better over the years. There's been a lot of research and development going into designing a new model that will help hopefully prevent the severity of a mild traumatic brain injury that could occur in sports. But the mechanism of injury for an actual concussion is one that is probably going to be pretty impossible to solve just with a new helmet design.
Yeah, and I understand it with concussions. You can't always tell exactly, you know, that they've happened. You have players that are, you know, tough guy kind of guys, and they're going to run back
right
out there, and they probably
right
shouldn't sometimes.
Right, and that's where the education comes in and why it's so important for every athletic team to educate their coaches and their players and, you know, make sure that they have qualified medical professionals there to help, you know, guide this whole process.
Right, exactly, because watching a lot of football, you see this happen. Now, when there is some sort of a head injury, any kind of a head hit, sustained. Yeah. They pull that guy out, and you see him sitting on the sideline, just standing over the sideline. They're looking at their eyes. They're doing the, you know, the quick exam, because it's bad enough to get a concussion. It's even worse to get a concussion and go back into the game and get hit again. And that's what they try to avoid.
That is the problem. Once you sustain a concussion and you return to play too soon, and if you were to sustain another injury to the head in that, you know, particular time frame, you run the risk of developing a ton of, you know, really severe problems, including death, because your brain hasn't healed yet from the first blow. And this is why it's become such a big deal with adolescents and youth sports, because their brains aren't done developing in the first place. So if they were to, you know, sustain a concussive type blow and then go directly back into the game, this second impact syndrome is what it's called, would be more severe in that case. So that's why it's so important that, you know, you have a whole team and educate everybody about what's more important.
All right, so let me give you a little background into this from my point of view. I was on the Board of Trustees at Heidelberg College in Tiffin, Ohio for 12 years, and I became aware of this when there were some problems there, and I started asking questions about helmets. I'm not a football player, never have been, don't know much about the game, don't care much about the game, honestly. What I care about, people and their well-being. It became obvious to me upon looking at all of this that the NFL and most of the other sports entities, whether it's college football or high school football, wanted to cover this all up because it would ruin college enrollment. It would kill, I mean, how many billions of dollars a year are made by football broadcasts on television, whether they're college or professional. But the bottom line is that what this lady said is 100% true. You can't prove, as a matter of fact, you can prove pretty much the opposite. It's very dangerous playing football, and the helmets don't help a bit. So maybe something for parents to keep in mind, right, if your child is interested in playing football. 28 after the hour. Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com. I would like you to take a quick look in the mirror right now and look at the bags under your eyes. Would you like to simply just get rid of them? Introducing Genucel. Genucel, developed from stem cell therapy, gets rid of bags and puffiness under your eyes. People can say, why would you use stem cell therapy? Because you get it the all-natural way your body works, so that the natural way to reduce the puffiness and the bags and that sort of thing, the lines around your eyes, comes from work that's been done on stem cells that are just like the stem cells in your body. You'll see the results of this great product making you look younger. Wrinkle-free skin is what you're looking for. Call 800-543-9262 for Genucel. And by the way, mention Doug Steffen when you call. You get a free jar of the legendary face cream, Esotique. You'll be absolutely amazed by the results, or you get your money back. Genucel and Esotique for the same money, 800-543-9262.
Okay, you ready? I'm going to let go of the bike now.
Wait, not yet, Dad.
No, just keep pedaling. You've got it.
Don't go, don't go.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
I already did. You're doing it.
Woohoo! I'm doing it.
But once we take action, we're awfully glad we did. Markets are changing, and interest rates are still low. If you're thinking about getting into the real estate market, now may be the time to make your move. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Stefan, the video of the day at DougStefan.com features Kevin Bacon reprising some of his most famous movie roles. Pretty interesting to see four different Kevin Bacons all at once. So if you're into this very creative stuff, check out the creativity of it at DougStefan.com. Matter of fact, our poll of all of the Kevin Bacon movies in the video today, which one is your favorite? Friday the 13th, Footloose, A Few Good Men, Apollo 13, or Hollow Man? I would tell you it would be A Few Good Men were it to be me picking one. I thought that was one of the great movies, frankly. So you can check that out. Do our poll every day. It's nice to have your input into some of the issues of the day at DougStefan.com. Speaking of the issues of the day, let's get back to some of them here. Russia, Ukraine, number one this week in terms of issues on the radio, on talk radio. So let's listen to a conversation in part excerpted from a show hosted by a guy named Steve Simpson, who's here talking to Jessica Gollaher, who's in the Crimea, about what's really going on. What's it like on the ground there?
Tell us what you're seeing and what's going on there this morning.
This afternoon, I've heard sporadic gunfire outside my hotel. This also is we're hearing that Russian-speaking troops have allegedly seized two Ukrainian missile defense battalions here. Kiev has yet to verify that report. Something also that's definitely of interest, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov is in Spain today, and he said that the masses of Russian-speaking troops here in Crimea that have taken over several military installations, forced the Coast Guard from their ports out into the Black Sea, are not Moscow's. So he cannot ask them to step down. That's a very important tidbit. Also, Russian President Vladimir Putin yesterday, as you mentioned, saying that there is no need for force in Ukraine. He also pulled back some 150,000 troops from Ukraine's border. Those troops were doing war exercises. So that's what's happening in my neck of the woods.
So tell us, the fear here is that they're going to continue to push in maybe toward Kiev. I mean, is that the fear, the possibility?
Anything anything is possible at this juncture. And we're getting such confusing signals. I mean, for Lavrov to come out and say that the thousands of troops that are here in Crimea, Russian-speaking, are not from Moscow is a little suspect.
Yeah, right.
You have thousands of troops with the same outfits and the same machine guns. You know, what did they go to the Crimean general store and ask? I'm sorry. It doesn't make sense. It's suspect. So people have just, I think there's a real fear because in the eastern part of Ukraine, a lot of them are Russian-speaking. There has been a huge PR push from the Kremlin showing a lot of footage on television that Kiev is now in the hands of anarchists, propagandists, and that Russians are not safe. So I think there's a lot of instability, and anything is possible. We just don't know. You know, every hour something else happens. Every morning we wake up and we scratch our heads. No one knows.
You know, we keep hearing about this possibility of sanctions, and I would suggest perhaps a probability of sanctions at this point by many in the international community. There is a real question, though, as to exactly whether or not they would be successful to any degree, certainly in Russia. And there is a report this morning that Vladimir Putin is asking the parliament to okay the possibility that if, in fact, there are sanctions, that they would go ahead and seize assets of EU and U.S. you know, companies that are there. So there's already a tit-for-tat going on in that respect.
Absolutely. And quite frankly, I lived in Moscow for 5 years, and as a foreigner, when I first arrived, Dmitry Medvedev was president, and it was a very, very pro-Western situation. Now, as an international person living in Moscow over the years, they have really, really cracked down on international people. There's not so much of a need on foreign intelligence, meaning like they're a brain drain. Now that since the Soviet Union, after the collapse of the Soviet Union, there was a lot of need for different cultures and different ideas and to try to help shore up the economy and make Russia better. Now that's definitely changed. It's not as pro-foreign. And I know that's not exactly the PC word, but that's how they say it in Russian. So I think if there are sanctions, it's going to make it really, really difficult for the international people, the Western people that are already in Russia. And it's already been difficult for the past couple of years, but that will also not be a good situation.
All right. Let's move along from that perspective to another one coming from host Jim Scott, who here talks to military analyst Colonel Dean Schmittel. Man, I haven't heard from him for a while, about the invasion itself and what can be done about it from his perspective.
The Ukrainian president said we are on the brink of disaster. Put things into perspective here, Colonel.
Well, of course, Russian forces have moved into that area, the Crimean Peninsula, and they're flying in reinforcements as well. And, of course, Putin, he says that he conferred with his parliament and he to use military force to protect Russian citizens in the Ukraine. And, of course, he cited that request in that request that the threat to Russian citizen military personnel based in the area, Jim.
He says things like that in Georgia a few years back. Remember that?
That's right, he did, and because he took over that country as well. And, of course, the Ukraine used to be part of Russia many years ago, and I think this is a power grab again by Putin. He's a very ruthless leader here. And, of course, what can the U.S. do or the international community? Virtually nothing except maybe a call for international, international people to provide economic support to Russia and the G7 nations, Jim.
Yeah, it's interesting how powerless people do seem to be. Now, there are some sanctions that the president could kick in. I think he's a little reluctant to do that. This is a bit of a test for this president, another test, isn't it?
It's another test. Putin's coming up head-to-head with Obama here and so far with Syria and some of the other international crises. Obama's dealt very weakly with it. Putin's flexing his military muscle. Obama met Sunday, Jim, with the national security team and called U.S. allies afterward and said the White House spokesman, Josh Oner, said, of course, probably they're going to do much and not much more than just talk.
All right. So there may be a bit more reason to stick with us for a few more minutes. So coming up a little bit more on the Russian situation with the Ukraine, that's up next year. Continue to stick around with us. 19 before the hour. It's a proven fact that having whiter teeth makes you look younger and healthier. And I know how important white teeth are in your personal and business lives. getting them pearly white usually means a mouthful of harsh chemicals that can leave you with sensitive teeth. I whiten my smile with naturally based Active White. No messy strips or trays. Active White lifts stains from your teeth using non-peroxide foam that takes only 2 minutes to apply. Its main ingredient has been used in Europe for 10 years. Active White is so powerful, it starts whitening your smile in just 2 minutes, removing coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains. It even whitens a smile with teeth yellowed from years of built-up stains. Call 800-865-7602 to order Active White. Whiten your smile. 800-865-7602. Risk-free call. You'll have your loved ones asking, how'd you get that white smile? Try it now at 800-865-7602.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Text CLEAN to 555-444 and get 15% off your cleaning supply purchase. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer valid in store at staples.com through 3/14/14. Exclusions may apply. You'll receive one message per text. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase necessary. See staples.com/SMS for Staples mobile terms and conditions.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. I want you to imagine for a moment that you are extremely successful. That's right, extremely successful. Just imagine that for a moment. And as you imagine it, ask yourself this question. What would you do now that you are extremely successful? And you know what? It probably does not take long for you to enter into your mind about all the wonderful things that you will do once you're extremely successful. Well, guess what? That was a trick question. Because at this particular moment in your life, you are extremely successful. Make no doubt about it. You've achieved things. You've accomplished goals. You were able to help others. You're able to help yourself. That is extremely successful. I want you to think about yourself today, at this moment, and forever, that you are extremely successful. But you've got a long way to go for even more success. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
It's time to spring clean your diet. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Eating healthy can be simple and affordable. Kickstart better habits with high-quality food at low prices with the new Aldi-exclusive Simply Nature line. It features food made with only all-natural or organic ingredients. Here's a tip from Aldi Advisory Council member, registered dietitian Elizabeth Ward.
This spring, clean up your diet by stocking up on simple and fresh ingredients that can be added to everyday meals. For example, I always have a bag of Simply Nature organic baby spinach on hand. This flavorful and versatile power food can liven up almost anything. Blend in soups and smoothies, stir in almonds and pastas, or chop up and whisk into salad dressings. Sprucing up your diet can also be affordable. At Aldi, I can find endless nutritious foods and produce at a fraction of the cost.
To help you eat healthier, Aldi stores offer nearly 70 varieties of fresh produce, including organic selections. Take a fresh look at Aldi by visiting aldi.us.
All right, let's get back to some of the action conversationally in the talk radio world for this week. I'm Doug Steffen. Russia and Ukraine, the big item in the week of conversation. Here's host Scott Sands talking to Congresswoman Marcy Kaptur of Ohio about why Ukraine matters to people who live in the United States.
Why is Ukraine of strategic interest to the U.S., or is it not?
Well, I think people ought to think very hard about this. The Russian military is a second to ours globally. And the particular base we're talking about is her way out to the world, other than her ports in the north, along the Siberia, way up in the north, which frees over, and there's all kinds of issues there. So this is the Black Sea. This is open. It's right near Greece, right near Turkey. And we should be concerned, first of all, now, because Russia has invaded a sovereign country. That's number one. Number two, Ukraine is, they'll fight, they have their own army, but in no way does their military match what Russia has. And so Russia is very arrogantly taking territory at this critical moment in Ukraine's history. And we have to be aware that Russia sends many shipments through that region, shipments that go to the Middle East, for example, and her supply lines to Syria with the current problems we're having in Syria, also oil.
It's not really an oil-producing country. It's more of a transit point for oil. Is that correct?
Right now, it's not a producing country very much, but we expect there will be natural gas there and so forth. But the pipelines to Europe go through Ukraine from Russia. So Europe still remains quite dependent on that source of oil and gas, and that's one of the problems to get Europe.
What should the Obama administration do to exert any sort of influence in this matter? Because some of Obama's past economic and political sanctions have really proven to be pretty impotent around the world.
Well, I think that they're proceeding correctly here in terms of mobilizing world opinion. Let the world see what Russia is doing. You know, we've just come off the Olympics, and who knows what somebody in Argentina or South Africa thinks about Russia at this moment, right? So let them see Russia now and what she is doing. So I think they're correct in letting world opinion gel. We have the UN. Russia is a permanent member of the Security Council. The Security Council, the UN, should condemn Russia for what she is doing. We should look at peacekeeping forces that can assist Ukraine if she asks for them. And I think NATO took a vote in Europe. I was very happy to see that. They basically gave Putin two choices, negotiate with the European Union or negotiate with the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. And then I think the question becomes, does Ukraine ask to become a member of NATO along with perhaps Georgia? One could think of scenarios where our NATO allies, including Turkey, would rise to the occasion.
All right, let's sort of wrap this discussion up with hosts John Zak and Susan Rose talking to military analyst Jeff McCausland about Russia, Ukraine, and what he thinks Mr. Putin may have up his sleeve next.
We brought up the former Soviet Union. You know, it's sort of easy to make a comparison now and draw comparisons when you look at what Russian President Putin is doing and threatening in Ukraine, although he did say that he would begin a troop withdrawal. What do you suppose he's going to do next?
I think it's hard to say, and I think Putin himself may not know, because that troop withdrawal, I mean, they've been the masters at the bait and switch, saying one thing and doing something else. So events on the ground may dictate the next move by Putin. You know, in a recent press conference, he's talked about, you know, humanitarian assistance is what this is all about. There's propaganda in Moscow, for example, that 600,000 or more Ukrainians have fled into Russia from the Ukraine. All this, by the way, is untrue. And while he said they may back down, he certainly has also said that he will use additional forces if required, and has likened this operation to what the United States has done in Iraq, Afghanistan, with its allies in Libya, Kosovo, and said, well, if you can use military force, so can I. And
these were his first comments. Any reason why he decided to speak out today on this?
Well, I think it was about time. At some point in time, he needed to speak out. Certainly, world leaders have spoken out about this. President Obama, Mr. Cameron, Mrs. Merkel have all publicly spoken out. So he needed to make some kind of a statement at this time for domestic consumption as well as international consumption.
You know, Jeff, he had said that the Russian military exercises held near Ukraine's border were not intended to intimidate. Well, why then, if not to intimidate?
Well, the Russians had conducted a series of so-called snap exercises. We've seen those over the last year or so. They began actually in the Far East. So one could say that, you know, operational testing of one's military forces is fairly routine. There had actually been some rumors that an operational test like this was going to be conducted prior to the Olympics. But for a host of reasons, the Russians decided to delay that. Obviously, as the situation in the Ukraine deteriorated, this became an opportunity not only to conduct that test, but do it in a fashion that, flex Russian muscles, not only to the Ukrainians, but across Eastern Europe and around the world.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray when you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin? Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Time now for us to visit with Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show here on the Good Day program. I'm all choked up and I haven't heard Warren say a word yet. So bound to be some of these stories that Warren comes up with are really pretty amazing. They test your authenticity and other things like how your feelings, right? We all have feelings for our animals. We love them. Brad Pitt cleans up the poop for his dog, and it becomes national news. Big deal. Anyway, Warren Eckstein brought to you by Nutrident Complete Dog Dental Chews, which are clinically proven to be better than brushing your dog's teeth. And if your dog's teeth are like mine, you stick your hand in there to wash and clean the teeth, and you got to count your fingers. Baby, I love Charlotte, and she loves me. But, man, she doesn't want me sticking my fingers in there to clean up her teeth. That's why I use Nutridense Complete. The complete program reduces bad breath and tartar buildup in your dog. Cleans like a brush, tastes like a treat to the dog. Natural ingredients, which are formulated to be highly digestible in Nutrident. It's made here in our country, has added vitamins and minerals, no artificial flavors or preservatives. It's from the leader in safe, healthy chewing for dogs since 1955. So there are there's a chicken flavor for adult dogs, peanut butter flavor for those who don't want to have any grain with their dogs, bacon flavor, chews for puppies, that sort of thing. And coming soon, Warren, an adult filet mignon flavor for Nutrident Complete Dog Dental Chews. I get them at your pet store. All right, so in a moment, I don't know, what is it? There's a lot of stuff to talk about. Let's get at it.
You were teasing with me, or I with you, about Brad Pitt making the news because he cleaned up poop. How would anybody have known that? It's kind of like Angelina Jolie gives $1 million to this, that, the other thing. Nobody would have known it unless they put out a press release. So did his PR people say, hey, Brad cleaned up his dog poop this morning at his house?
You should be an investigative reporter.
I mean, why would we know about that?
Listen, someone sends me an email and it says, Brad Pitt cleaned up dog poop in his bedroom just before he went to the Oscars.
Good for him.
I accept it.
Yeah.
What makes him different? You have to challenge.
No. You know what bothers me about stuff like this? These people are no different than you and me. They make more money and they may be more well-known, but they put their pants on one leg at a time, and they mostly shower every day and take a dump. So how are they different than you and me? So why is it news that Brad Pitt cleans up poop from his dog?
I think the bottom line is this. I think the reason is that it makes us, the average guy, the average Joe like you and me, Joe the plumber, you and me, it makes us realize that they are real. In other words, sometimes we put these people on a pedestal. You know, I've trained a lot of dogs for presidents and other people, and they clean up dog poop just like you and me.
Exactly.
I think it kind of lets us know that they're okay.
You know, what I thought was fun, more than anything else, was when Ellen was looking for a tip from Brad, and he gave her a 20, and she looked at him and said, that's it?
Hey, do you know how much trouble she got into?
Why?
You know, a lot of my listeners, obviously, are vegetarians and vegans.
Right.
And Ellen is a vegan.
Right.
So when she ordered the pizzas, I think they had pepperoni on them.
Right, they did.
The Facebook went absolutely crazy. And I'm saying, leave her alone.
Get alive, please.
My beliefs are my beliefs. I don't have to transfer that to the rest of the world.
Okay.
And a lot of anger towards her. A lot of anger saying they're going to boycott her. They're not going to watch her anymore.
I would like your advice. And so would everybody else who travels through airport security.
Yeah.
I, yesterday, lost a $140 bottle of special medical oil that I have been given for Charlotte for her intestines and her innards. And I bought two bottles, one to keep in California, one to take back to the farm. So I had it in my bag when I went through the checkpoint, and they took it out, and they said, you can't carry this with you because it's too big. And I said, what do you mean it's too big? It's 5 ounces. No, no, it's got to be 3, but you wouldn't be able to carry it anyway because not for you. It's a medication for your dog. I said, what difference does it make whether it's a medication for my dog or for me? So under the circumstances, I know that the pet medication business has gotten big, and I wonder why the TSA wouldn't consider, maybe this is something that you need to take up with the TSA.
No, it's an interesting point. So in other words, because the prescription was not for you, it was for the dog, they wouldn't accept it.
Exactly.
What if you would put, let's say...
if Charlotte were with me, they might have been different. If I were taking her with me on the plane, which I'm going to do in a couple of weeks, but she wasn't with me, so the guy says, nope.
That's interesting. I'm going to look into that. No, because it makes a lot of sense. A lot of people do carry medications for their dog or for maybe their child with them. And what if you had medication for your child and your child wasn't with you?
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting.
All right. So now, what about the pet medication department? This is a big business now for the pet retailers, is it not?
You want the secret to save money on pet medication?
Yes.
Go to Target. Go to Walgreens, go to Walmart. As long as the medication is the same type of medication, people can use antibiotics, painkillers, whatever, you can get it over the counter at those stores with a prescription from your veterinarian. Save literally, I save $80 on one prescription for my own dog.
Really? All right, check that out at the regular sources for your own medication. Good advice from Warren Eckstein of the Pet Show here on Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.